This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. And are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
I am, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I got a chance to say that last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and everybody understands it when I say it, what it's all about. Now, Colonel, I've had a request from a listener in California to discuss with you the importance of Guam. And Guam may, in fact, according to the Wall Street Journal article, be the new front line against China. Now, why would that be, sir?
Well, I tell you what, when I did that, of course, the Navy, I'm an Army guy, but you can't hardly, when you talk about land defense, you're talking to Guam and the naval defense, you can't separate out the two. But, yeah, it's a tiny U.S. territory, but it's important because it's the same distance out as Japan. We have it. We have Anderson Air Force Base there, a submarine base. Which, of course, our submarine fleet's increasingly important. And all of this is in light of the what China is gaining-seeking hypersonic technology. But, I found it very – I could not find any less than a half dozen articles in the last week that were highlighting the strategic importance of Guam.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been true for a couple of years, but it's getting more attention now. We have to defend that base, and it's called for. So there's an investment there that we're not being put elsewhere, but it can have big payoff with a small amount. Of course, the Navy has got those the M6 missiles that it has lined up, that, which are naval based, but they're looking to figure out how can we take this SM6 missile and make it ground based, which is a little bit untested, but. All that kind of thinking is done in light of the strategic importance of Guam, because the Chinese recognize and the long have recognized Guam and that entire area. So, I mean, it's proven. It's proven out in World War II. the strategic importance of that, and that has not changed. The changing world hasn't done that. And all the current and former senior naval officers have all come out and recognized the importance of that and the need to invest in the missile defense. And so, yeah, whoever suggested the strategic importance of Guam is spot on, and you can't find anybody that would disagree with that.
Now, the other thing is we did a laser test in the Gulf of Aden last week to show the Iranians, the Chinese, and the Russians what we could do with a shot just on the horizon, way off in the distance. I don't know how many miles it was, but they sank a ship with it. And I'm thinking to myself, laser, well, gee, hypersonic missiles. All you got to do is point that thing up in the air, and when the two intersect, there goes the missile.
Yeah, I think it's a multi-capability. You can't just reach out for one in that. But, that's promising. That's good. And that sends a clear signal to the Chinese. But I think also our pursuit of a 360-degree land-based missile defense system in places like Guam also sends out a signal. And we're way behind on developing that. We've taken a look at, like, the Dome anti-missile system in Israel, and that doesn't look like it's going to pan out and meet the needs that we have there. But the one positive thing that came out of the National Defense Authorization Act is calling out for an integrated missile defense for 360, primarily there, to defend us against the Chinese aggression and their development of systems there.
Yes, sir. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back from the break, I'm going to put this out there and just tease it for the audience. The United States yesterday, out of the clear blue sky, the Department of Homeland Security is going to use the remaining congressional funding to close the unfinished construction gaps along the southern border wall in the states of California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, they're not going to build any additional sections of the barrier, but they're going to go in where these people are just walking down the line to where they find an opening, and then they walk around the wall and inside. They're going to be fixing that, plus other sections of the wall, and I hear the music coming up. So, Colonel, hang on. Folks, when we come back, more with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright about the border, the wall, before we get into some other stuff that we'll be talking about here. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch, we want to wish everyone listening a very Merry Christmas and, of course, all the best for 2022. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And, yep, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy whatever to whoever needs to have it. Let's just make it happy. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan in Brooksville is moving along rapidly. It won't be long, and they'll have their grand opening, and I'll be up there for that. Can't wait. Love the people in Brooksville. Now, it's amazing how Moss gets customers from all over the place. The Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right. Now, that's because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan is, of course, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get tremendous care taken of them. They've got a great selection of vehicles, new and pre-owned vehicles. And oh, by the way, that trade-in that you got to trade in is worth about 25 to 30% more if it's in good shape than what it was 6 months ago. So you can take advantage of that, upgrade your ride now, and get more money for your trade-in than what you were going to get to begin with. Now, Moss Nissan locations right now are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, the new Moss Nissan being built in Brooksville, probably going to be open in about a month and a half or so. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, back to United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Pleasure to be with you.
Yes, sir. Now, we're talking about the border wall right now because the Department of Homeland Security found some money and they decided that, well, we got people walking for several hundred miles to find a gap in the wall. They find a gap, they turn around, walk in, and say, okay, Border Patrol, we're here. So they finally decided in the San Diego, El Centro, Yuma, Tucson, El Paso, and Del Rio sectors of the border that they're going to close the wall gaps with what's there to be done to make that happen. Now, we're talking about adding missing gates, guardrails, signage, as well as address incomplete foundations, as well as repairing the power for the gates that have had been hung up but are not operable. Now, this is all coming from the DHS, so I'm a little surprised, but they're finally doing what they should have done a long time ago.
Yeah, Captain, and that's a good thing, but I wouldn't be overly enthusiastic because they were quite clear in announcing this that, hey, all we're doing is repairing sections of the wall that already exist and gaps. We are not adding to the wall. So they haven't gone so far as to say that, well, President 45 Donald Trump had this right. But it is, there are some funny little signals out there. Of course, in Biden's speech yesterday, he actually had some mild praise for his predecessor, President Trump, for having gotten the booster shot. But there are some subtle little message changes that are occurring in the Biden administration. And the DHS coming out and saying that they were doing that is one of them. A little less emphasis in the hyperbole about mandates and stuff like that, because that's a non-winner. And they know that that is what's leading to almost certain loss of the House for the Democrats, and increasingly, particularly in the light of the spat between the far-left progressives in Congress with Senator Jeff Manchin right there, that the loss of the Senate has increasingly become a likelihood. So they may be stupid, but they're not that stupid. And so they're having to play catch-up politically and send out a little bit different messages. I don't think that it'll be enough. This won't save the Democratic Party. It won't save the House for the Democrats. But nevertheless, any move a little bit from that far left to center towards what makes sense for America is welcome and encouraging. So I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Nancy Pelosi is in trouble in the House. I believe her plurality is about 5 seats right now, and fact of the matter is that 23 Democratic congressmen and women have said, nope, we're not going to run next time around, we're out of here. A lot of their seats have now become toss-ups because of the areas that they're in, number one. And number two, Kevin McCarthy yesterday came out and said he's been talking to several Democrats that want to become Republicans.
Yeah, I think after the first year between that and the election right there, I think we're going to increasingly see this happen. Of course, the Republican Party is not immune from some of these things, but it's pales in comparison to the shakeup that's happening in the Democratic Party. And this is what happens when you spend, I would say close to a decade, placating to the far left progressives mm-hmm. in your party, and to where Americans come to identify a party is being so out of touch with what they're all about. In fact, there's a recent poll here in the last couple of days mm-hmm. That indicated that Americans, this wasn't even, one of the more conservative news outlets that sent this poll, that they identify much more closely with former President Trump than they do Biden and his policy. So, hey, eventually even far left can read the handwriting on the wall, and it's there.
Now, you're a West Point grad. You probably learned a little bit about economics along the way, right?
I was a Renaissance man. I had to learn a little bit about everything, to include economics.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually enjoyed some of my economics classes, even though that wasn't my cup of tea. But nevertheless, I learned and enjoyed it while I did it.
Well, CNN yesterday came out and had an earth-shaking statement, and here it is. Joe Biden's 12 months in office, because we're now into the 12th month, his economic ratings are worse than Jimmy Carter's were after a full 4 years. Biden's only been around for 12 months.
Yeah, I saw that headline, and then that's amazing because, of course, that, in addition to what the hostages Those two things together is what sunk his presidency, not just for kind of re-election, but also his for his legacy. Less than a year into office, Biden was starting to have to worry about what his legacy was, and he's the nowhere man as far as his legacy.
Well, we have found out that when we pulled out of Kabul the way we did in Afghanistan, and we got everybody, this, that, and the other, there might be a few left behind, there were 33,000 people that had been processed with American passports that were ready to go to get on a plane, and he left them behind.
Yeah, that's right. The local here in Florida, it's private folks, it's former special operating forces.
You bet.
A couple groups, some of which
right out of McDill.
I've spoken to.
Yep.
They're the ones that are fixing that problem that the government and this administration created.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you and I both know some of those people.
Yeah, absolutely. Heroes all might get national attention, but here in Florida, free state of Florida, we've seen what is happening right there, and that's and stuff worthy of giving attention to because, these guys are really taking great risk. I mean, when they fly into Kabul in the last week or so, in order to rescue folks, that speaks a lot about, what's in their hearts and what they're doing. You don't just leave the military and leave, what you stood for and why you were wearing a uniform behind. Some folks recognize that and they continue to act on it as Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and God bless him for doing it. Lieutenant General retired Michael Flynn is suing the January 6th committee over the phone record subpoena that they've got against him.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've read both left news outlets and right news outlets, and I just see what the contrast was. And, of course, one paints it, oh, that's just trying to throw a smokescreen out there so that they can beat the subpoenas and all that because that's not looking good. And people are cheering every victory for Liz Cheney and the crew in the January 6th committee right there. And it needs to go on. And, of course, the recent sentencing for a five-year term for somebody, they cheered that. But in the end, it should not be a right-left. It's the right thing. If there's a criminal act, that should be dealt with as a criminal act as is. If it's not, we don't start to introduce these kinds of things that egregiously do things, these subpoenas of things, it's just twisting arms is what it is. So we'll see how that goes.
Now, Colonel, can you hang around for an extra segment?
Captain, be happy to.
All right, hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. By the way, when we come back... A Washington, D.C. radio station got $4.4 million to blast out Chinese propaganda. Wow.
When you need to know, the captain...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, talking to the American people Tuesday, explains his administration was caught off guard and the reason we're having a COVID-19 testing shortage across America.
What took so long didn't take long at all. What happened was the Omicron virus spread even more rapidly than anybody thought.
Biden announced they have now purchased 500 million testing kits. The order is expected to be filled after the holidays. Russian President Vladimir Putin last night reiterated his demands for guarantees from the United States and its allies that NATO will not expand eastwards, blaming the West for tensions that are building up in Europe. In a speech with Russia's top military brass, Putin demands NATO denies membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployment in Central and Eastern Europe. The National Hockey League has pulled their players from participating in the Beijing Olympics due to COVID-19. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, 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 back to you, Mr. Frank Silvato, and thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate that. Frank's a heck of a guy. Check him out at undergroundusa.com. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They've been making Relief Factor for a number of years. I've been taking the product religiously for going on almost 7 years now. Matter of fact, it'll be 7 years in January. But I take it because it works. And the problem that I have is exactly what this addresses. Inflammation, pain in different areas of your body. Maybe it's a back pain. Maybe it's a shoulder pain. Maybe it's an arm or an elbow or a wrist pain. And this product, once you get it in your system, will address that because it will go to the source of the inflammation, the source of the pain, and alleviate the pain right there at the source. And it's 100% drug-free. Can't beat that. And the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what make it work. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is something your body needs to have anyway. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's all it costs to get started, and you'll find out if it works for you, you're going to want to keep on keeping on because it's a good product and it works. All right. Back to the phone line, and we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and I appreciate you sticking around because there's so much information that's out there that just has to be discussed.
The pleasure's mine. This is a highlight for my week here on Wednesday morning. It sincerely is.
Okay, well, thank you. Now, I want to talk about a Washington, D.C. radio station. I'm not familiar with them, but I'll give you the call letters in case somebody wants to know who they are. It's WCRW in Washington, D.C. They took $4.4 million from the Chinese Communist Party over the past 2 years to broadcast CCP propaganda, according to a published report from the Washington Free Beacon.
Yeah, a lot of the story you talked about earlier with the Harvard professor getting into trouble with what he did and actually being brought to justice for that. This is not a good news cycle for China. And or for the indifference that we've had for too long over the threat that China poses, and the overemphasis on the threat of Russia, which exists, but it pales in comparison to this. And we all know why that occurred. It was for political reasons. It certainly wasn't putting America first or our national security first that drove that. But that's unbelievable. That's in that. You can't make this stuff up thing.
Right.
They're getting paid money to spread communist propaganda over the airwaves in Washington, D.C. The irony, every day introduces a new irony to what we all recognize is going on in our country.
Yeah. By the way, you can't make this stuff up. Wish I could. But Joe Biden promised, of course, to shut the virus down, correct?
He did.
Well, he hasn't.
He did. In fact, I thought he was going to do it in about 30 days, and here a couple years later.
Yeah. He hasn't done that, and now he doesn't really know what to say when he's asked a question.
Well, that's always been true with Biden, at least in the last couple of years with his failing mental acuity. But, I tell you what, there's so many mixed messages, and you're not sure where to put it on where they're going when he gave his grand Omicron speech here yesterday.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that for a second, because he said we're going to distribute 500 million free rapid tests through a federal website, we're going to open federal testing centers, and we're going to send government medical teams to aid the struggling hospitals. Now, first of all, you've had one person die of this in Texas. That's the only death confirmed in the United States, and we don't know if there were other contributing factors to that or not. You've had six around the world. Period. We know this is a short-lived termed sickness, maybe 2 or 3 days, and you're over it.
Yeah, it is, and you've had people around the world that are, you know, the world is getting fed up with this endless kind of thing like that, and even the politicians wake up because the people in their nations are bringing that up. But you had in South Africa and other African nations saying, "Hey, wait a minute!
Yeah,
one, why are you portraying us the way that you are as being these bringing all this illness and sickness throughout the world in the United States when this is a very mild thing?"
Mm-hmm.
And the odd thing is that in light of this, and now all of a sudden you've got some side stories talking about, "Hey, we're worried about the flu. We need to encourage people to get their flu shots and their flu vaccines because flu season is going to be hitting us in force now." You know, people don't know which way to turn. We have nobody to blame but ourselves or our government for the words put out, because unless you do a lot of careful research, you don't have time to do that. You don't know which end is up. You don't know what to really be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
And Omicron, in my mind, is not it.
Well, let me tell you what my doctor said when I mentioned that about the flu. I said, you know, every other year I've had a flu shot because it's the thing to do and you don't get sick, and I haven't gotten sick. I said, what's the story this year? They said, well, why do you need the flu shot? And I said, good point. Good point.
Yeah, I tell you, I've started getting into natural things like that.
Yeah,
my
me
wife
too.
Has been great. She's done her research.
Yep, me too.
So I do a lot of, I take a lot of education. I have been healthier in the last couple of years and avoided the flu and all that, separate from vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. There's some people that probably ought to get that. They certainly ought to get the flu vaccine. They maybe should get a vaccine for COVID. I personally have chosen not to. And you know, so far it's panned out well for me. And it's not that I've ignored it. It's just that I've done a whole lot of other things that research has shown me to be helpful. And so far it's panning out very well for my wife and I.
Yeah, and that's up to you and your doctor about all that sort of stuff. And by the way, if you really want to find out if you've got antibodies or not, go get a blood test.
Yeah, too easy.
That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Yep.
And then you'll know.
Yeah, and it's about the individual right and choice and mandates and all that run counter to that. And, you know, we still got a little bit of that, what has always defined Americans in our heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it came to fruition. It's something that makes us fundamentally different than the rest of the world. And after a while, mandate, those things like that, we say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We are the best caretakers of our own personal interest. We can look out for ourselves, mm-hmm. and we will join with others in order to do that.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Well, I mentioned CNN a little while ago. I'm going to mention them again because their medical analyst admitted on television that the non-surgical masks are facial decorations. And he said, don't wear a cloth mask. It does nothing.
Yeah. And boy, if, you know, a year or so ago, if you said that, they'd say, oh, you're not listening to science and all that. It's stunning
right.
to me.
Well,
we don't even define science correctly anymore, at least not
politics. Reminds me of Fauci. Well, you should wear two masks. Remember that?
Yeah.
What a dope.
Every time I see Fauci on there, I have to superimpose on the side screen a guy in clown makeup. I'm sorry. I just do anymore. I can't help myself.
Yeah, well, I know. And there was some sort of story of, well, it was a movie. Oh, it was a horror movie. Killer Clowns. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what Fauci reminds me of.
I was expecting to slip up and saying, oh, the COVID or the Omicron, to say, hey, the killer clowns are on the way. And I know because I'm one of them.
Yeah, and let's see here. Let me go up here. Okay, hold on a second. All right, I've got something I'm looking at here because we're getting towards the end of the segment. It takes 3 days between the exposure for Omicron and the arrival of symptoms, and then the shorter incubation period means it's gone in about another 3 days, as we just said.
That's a good note to end on, Captain. Hey, enjoy being with you indoors this morning.
I will see you next week. Have a Merry Christmas, my friend. All right. That's retired Army Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Be right back with the quarterback, real estate quarterback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Now, they're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old Uncle Sam red, white, and blue and the American flag, too, and you'll know you're there. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well, and unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by the store, see Jill and the gang, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. We've got the consumer quarterback and the real estate quarterback from the Consumer Quarterback Show, Brandon Rhymes, with us right now. Good morning, Brandon. Oh, you're a little mumbly to me.
Can you hear me better now?
Not really.
All righty.
There you go. That's better.
Change settings.
There we go. That's better. Now you're there. Okay. Let's talk about the economy in general. Because yesterday, and you buy a few groceries along the way, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, Elizabeth Warren, the smart college professor that she was, said grocery chains are the reason for the rising food prices. Give me a break.
Yeah, she's off her rocker, just like a lot of these lifelong politicians. They live in a different world. They don't understand, you know, these plutocrats. They are out of touch. You know, they're simply out of touch with the average person, the average layperson, the middle class, and it's just, it's ridiculous. You know, they don't understand, and they try to come up with these excuses on, you know, the reasons why, just like, which mayor was it blaming, you know, people for crime. They were blaming businesses for not locking up their purses. Yeah, Lori Lightweight.
Yeah, and by the way, they have had 60 people in Chicago commit felonies while being out awaiting their trials.
Wow, yeah.
And that's that Fox woman, the DA that let them loose.
Yeah, exactly. We need to step in and try to figure out a way to go around these people legislature-wise or something along those lines. But, yeah, it's pretty sad to see, you know, with the crime rates, with the open borders, just all the ridiculousness that's happening. And I just hope and pray in 2022 they don't pull over some kind of a big election fraud again.
Well, let's put it this way. They're going to try. They're not going to want to lose. They're going to try to cook up everything they possibly can. But last night, we had a discussion by two of our guests that were there about election integrity and what it was they were doing. These were lawyers, and they were talking about what had been done around the country to counter in those states where they tried to do what they did and apparently succeeded by creating numbers in the middle of the night. We heard from some lawyers what it was that they went in and they studied the situation to find out what happened, how they did it, what they did, so they can counter it the next time around. And they are ready for them. I'm telling you, they are ready for them.
Yeah, and I read Peter Navarro's book in Trump Time, and he has some really good insights into that as well. But yeah, so hopefully we got it under control this time, and we can take it back and start really making this country great.
And there's one other way to make sure this happens correctly: poll watchers. The reason the results happened in Virginia the way they did is they had 3,000 poll watchers in Virginia.
That's right. Yeah, you got to have the volunteers. You got to have people coming out and supporting and being involved with the election process. And I think now more than ever, people will be.
Yeah. Now, the economy in Florida, we're blessed. Things are much better than they are around the countryside. Is that a fair assumption?
I believe so, absolutely.
And that's because of our great governor, Ron DeSantis, and the policies that he's put into place. Not shutting down, not slowing down, not giving up, not kowtowing. He's basically told the federal government to go take a flying leap.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's protecting us. He makes us feel safe. He's got the law enforcement really moving here in record numbers as well. Overwhelmingly, people that move here are registering Republican because they see the lunacy that the left has. I mean, it's just pick an issue, pick any issue that the left has, and they're wrong on it. They're wrong, and they have the wrong values. They're godless, and most people are voting with their feet, so they're moving down here in record numbers, and we're seeing that in the real estate business as well.
And I was in Lakewood Ranch the other day, and you can't even recognize Lakewood Ranch, how far they've gone off to the east. They're well beyond Lorraine Road right now with their building and their plazas and their homes and their schools and another hospital. And holy smokes, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Hillsborough counties, Manatee counties, you know, south and east, and then Pasco and Hernando north and north and, you know, to the
the northern part of the counties and you know, some of the commissions are putting moratoriums in place. It's just like they've got to try to throttle some of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's an interesting, dynamic. People are definitely saying, hey, get me out of Michigan, get me out of, the New York and Boston areas, California for sure. And mm-hmm. they're coming down and they just want to live in an America where people can mm-hmm. have a good life, work, earn their living, and enjoy.
Okay, well, you got about 30 seconds to tell everybody who you are, what you do, and how to find you.
Yeah, man, I'm Brandon Rimes. I'm a consumer advocate. I'm a top real estate team here in Tampa Bay with Keller Williams Realty, and I would love to help you if you are thinking about relocating. 813-917-1894, consumerqb.com.
All right, thanks very much, Brandon. We look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure, Captain. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.
All righty. Okay. All right, and that's Brandon Rimes, consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com. Now, before I get to the caller that's on the line, I want to remind everybody that we will be broadcasting live again tomorrow night, but then that show will be recorded and played again on Christmas Eve into Christmas morning, I think, or something like that on the network. So the network stations will be carrying that. I'm not sure what the local stations will be doing, but the people on the network will be getting that. Okay, here we go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business. Boss, I hope you play tomorrow. I hope you play Lee Greenwood's God Bless America and Elvis Presley's How Great Thou Art. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the greatest two songs in American history. Listen, let's get down to business. Hey, let's get Schumer's checkbook and write a check for all the money he has in his account. Let's get Pelosi's checkbook, personal checkbook, and write a check for all the money that they have in their account. Let's get all the Democrats, Romney, let's get your Bain Capital and write all the money. That's what you want to do to the American people. You just took $1.2 trillion from us we don't have. Okay, and then you keep saying you're going to tax the rich. Tax 400,000 is chump change with the inflation we have. Okay, how about you go tax Bezos and Bill Gates and the rest of them that don't pay no tax because they hire the highest voice? Get out of here. Please, let me tell you a favor. If you have a Democrat and they're spending your money like a drunken sailor, tell them you should be calling them saying, get out of Washington and don't come back to your city because we don't want to see you either. Okay? You're spending money like a bunch of drunken sailors. Don't give Joe Biden a dollar. He doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't win anything. I told you this guy at 8:23 on November 3rd, the captain and Bill Bunkley, Florida, won, and they didn't even put it up on the screen. That's how much the media and all the corruption is in. Hey, Glenn Youngkin, did you get rid of critical race theory in Virginia? Okay, because that's what you ran on, or did you sell us out like the most of the fake Republicans? Where's Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and other Republicans saying, get these illegals out of here?
Okay, got to run.
Sickness and disease. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our top. Let's get to work and save the country. And Hillsborough County, don't start.
Got to run. Got to run. You're going to get cut off, okay? But anyway, that's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate his comments and everybody that commented tonight. All the emails and all the messages that we got, the ones that we couldn't get to, we'll take a look at them during the course of the day. And we are going to get a hold of that United Airlines pilot that's in charge of that group. Have a great day. God bless America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.